Okay. For the record, pwede mo ba masabi yung full name mo?
Raymond Acosta C.
Okay, so this interview will be recorded, logged sa family archive natin, and will be maintained for future generations. I will make your respective entry based on my experience with you and from this interview. Once I finish with finalizing the archive and printing the pages, you will review and sign your respective entry with your signature on it. So, do you understand and consent to my terms and conditions po?
I understand and consent to your terms.
Okay, noted po. Okay, so muna, what is your earliest memory? What did you experience in your childhood, like katulad sa hometown mo, mga childhood friends, at yung mga lolo at lola mo, if naalala mo po?
Childhood memories of childhood friends, I have a lot of good friends, and I play a lot with them.
Katulad, like, can you give me names or ano ba na-remember mo po sa kanya?
Francis Eugene Chua is may kababata, my schoolmate since kinder, and he's also an only child, so we are both okay with each other until now that we grow old. Then a lot of other gender friends which grows up with me, and until now we're still friends.
So, ano ba yung opinion mo sa kanya na yun? Like,
sino specific friend?
Yes, the one you just mentioned.
Si Francis Eugene Chua is, since childhood, is a good boy. He never fight with anyone. He hindi basal gulero. And he don't take advantage of the people. And now, as I met him, he's a very wealthy guy. Even though he did not bother to make bad things and oppress other people, but he still grows. That's the best.
Right? So, mabuti siyang tao.
Mabuting tao, pero nag-improve.
Hardworking siya.
Hardworking, and okay. I think it's not hardworking. It's
persistent.
Intelligent, like, working.
Intelligent. Ah, okay. So, you think, if I were his kid, then you think good role model siya?
Of course, he's a good role model, and his kids are quite okay. I met them just the other month.
Okay. Moving on. Once you were in school, like katulad sa high school or grade school, what specific memories you can remember from that time period? And why do you think it's important to you? Like, bakit naalala mo pa yung, maalala mo pa rin hanggang ngayon?
Specific memories, as I remembered, one specific memory, and it gives me a lesson until now, is don't get bullied by anybody. As I mean, I don't fight with anybody.
Like, not necessary yung lesson po, pero yung mga memories na alala mo, yung like, yung mga klase mo, or like yung mga funny moments, mga
funny moments,
conversations.
There's kumbaga a lot. And I'm with my friends playing guitar. We play guitar while not going in with our review for CSAT. We play guitar, but we all pass the exam excellently. That means we are happy-go-lucky, but we never, forgot our lessons in the school. We still study, but we enjoy our life also.
So, what about your teacher or yung mga advisor mo? Ano mo masabi sa kanya?
A lot of good teachers. They're fine. Some are strict, some are not, but they are very good teachers in Chinese and English.
Okay, so I noticed that you didn't really mention yung lola at lola mo or yung mga parents mo pa. So can you like explain more of that? Can you like
I never met my lolo. Anybody from my father's side and mother's side, my lola died early when I was young. My mother, well, she takes care good of me, and my father is a businessman.
So. From what you've heard from your parents, like, what do you think they're like?
They are what I mean. It's almost like me. They don't hurt their children, but they advise. And children, well, for me as one, as I see, I'm not abusive. I love my parents. I never fight with my parents, but they don't also hurt me. So they treat treat me as my friend, and I treat them as my friend also.
Okay, moving on. What regrets and mistakes did you make that you would change para hindi maulitin? Like, katulad sa mga missed opportunities or mga maling ginawa mo in the past?
My missed opportunity and my regrets regarding my parents. If in my parents, I did not enjoy life with them together because they died early.
Mm, so, you would spend more time if you can?
I should have spent more time with them.
Mm, okay, okay. So, any more you could say about that? Any more?
Well, story ends there because they died already.
Mm, so,
I mean, if time allows, I'd rather have them still with me until now.
So, wala bang specific na opinion na isip mo sa kanya? Sa kanila? Like, what do you think of them, kumbaga?
For
mga memories.
He worked hard for our future, for our families. He started from zero. And he ended up when I was college with car. And I enjoyed the comfort, I mean, from my father's side.
Mm. Okay, moving on. So, yung daughter mo, si Charisse. What did you feel when your daughter was born? Ano ba naramdaman mo when she was growing up?
Well, I have to take care of her. She's my child.
Yes.
So, I have to do everything what I can for them.
Mm. So, like, you're gonna, no, what?
They're my responsibility, I mean. But, also,
do you love her?
Of course. If I don't love her, so, maybe I have already forgot about them. I've been separating with their wife, their Lola, during that time. But I never left them. I go abroad. I left them. I'm not here. But all my time in abroad is dedicated to help them.
Mm. Okay. So you're proud of your daughter. You're very
of
proud
course.
Of what she
my,
is not, right now.
My daughter and my son. I'm very proud of what they have now. And what their character is.
Mm, si Tito KJ din.
Yes, their character is quite good. They don't take oppressed people. They don't take advantage of people. And they work hard. And they are successful in their field. So, I think I'm a very proud parents in that way.
So, masasabi mo bang proud ka ba sa kung sino ka na yon? Do you think you could have done better or may iba pang landas na sana'y pinili mo?
For me, and my principal, you should be proud on what you have, even what. And you have to proud on what you are now and what you have now. But if you have ambition, you pursue it. To be greater, if the gods allow, right?
Okay, alright. That's good. So, one last question pa. Sabihin na nating alam mong bukas ka mamamatay.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ang gusto mong sabihin sa mga magiging apon mo, or which is me, or at sa mga susunod na henerasyon?
What I can tell them is always be good. Take care of yourself, your parents, and also don't oppress people, but don't let other people oppress you too. Just work hard on what you have and make good on what you have.
Okay.
Your talent and everything.
Is that all? Lahat
yes.
Lang pa ba yan?
And
wala,
I hope they succeed and I should have loved my apo and my children because they're, for me, they're all I have.
Alright. So that's all. Thank you for interviewing and I'm done. Thank you.
Okay.